Using AGN light curves to map accretion disk temperature fluctuations, by J.M.M. Neustadt et al. We introduce a new model for understanding AGN continuum variability. We start from a Shakura-Saneyev thin accretion disk with a steady-state radial temperature profile T(R) and assume that the variable flux is due to axisymmetric temperature perturbations delta T(R)T. After linearizing the equations, we fit UV optical AGN light curves to determine delta T(R)T for a sample of 7 AGNs. We see a diversity of delta, approximately 0.1 fluctuation patterns which are not dominated by outgoing waves traveling at the speed of light as expected for the lamppost model used to interpret disk reverberation mapping studies. Rather, the most common pattern resembles slow, VC, ingoing waves. An explanation for our findings is that these ingoing waves trigger central temperature fluctuations that act as a lamppost, producing lower amplitude temperature fluctuations moving outwards at the speed of light. The light curves are dominated by the lamppost signal, even though the temperature fluctuations are dominated by other structures with similar variability time scales, because the disks exponentially smooth the contributions from the slower, VC, moving fluctuations to the observed light curves. This leads to light curves that closely resemble the expectations for a lamppost model but with the slow variability time scales of the ingoing waves. This also implies that longer time scale variability signals will increasingly diverge from lamppost models because the smoothing of slower moving waves steadily decreases as their period or spatial wavelength increases. This was Using AGN Light Curves to Map Accretion Disk Temperature Fluctuations by J.M.M. Neustadt et al.